Supporters of renewing a passenger rail route through southern Montana are still hopeful. The federal government's interest in the pricey project is uncertain, but Montana's representatives say they're on board. MTPR's Victoria Traxler reports.
The Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority recently hosted a conference in Livingston's retired railroad station. It focused on restoring stops like the historic depot through renewing Amtrak's Big Sky North Coast Corridor. President Joe Biden had allocated billions for rail revitalization. But since January, the Trump administration has focused on cutting government spending. Even so, advocates say passenger rail may still be on the table, including Republican U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy.
I think for the last 35 years, there's been a bit of a soul-searching moment for passenger rail in America. And I believe now is a time for a renaissance in that. And I think Montana is a perfect place to see that happen.
The Federal Railroad Administration identified the route as the country's only feasible new long-range line earlier this year. It would connect Chicago to Seattle, passing once more through southern Montana. Sheehy serves on the Senate Committee of Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines and Representative Troy Downing also support the project. Supporters hope the passenger rail would revitalize rural communities. It could bolster local economies by bringing in more people to shop, work, or live. It may also give rural residents better access to cities, service hubs, and education. Broadwater County Commissioner Debbie Randolph.
We have in Broadwater County a large elderly population, and they need to go to Billings Clinic or Missoula or wherever for health care. So that's my main concern. Get them somewhere they need to go safely.
Representatives from the Passenger Rail Authority say their next step is to develop a service plan for the route while Congress considers its funding. Reporting from Livingston, I'm Victoria Traxler.